Hello and welcome to The Cryptid Catalog, a podcast for monster lovers young and old. Before we jump in, I want to mention some of the themes in today's story. Cryptid Catalog tries to cover stories in a kid-friendly manner, but every listener has different thresholds. So to make sure this story is suitable for your listeners, here are some things that you can expect to hear in today's story. Today's show contains... it's a spoiler. So I'm just going to say a creepy story.
Okay.
A creepy story from a video game.
Okay.
If all that sounds intriguing, then sit back, get a little cozy, and come with us as we open up the Cryptid Catalog. Killian, in a rare, never before done on Cryptid Catalog thing, our picture this was not written by Daddy.
Really?
It was written by one of our listeners. Ready?
Ready.
Picture this. You are playing Minecraft at 3 a.m. on your one-player server all alone, and it is day. It is daytime, and the weather is clear when suddenly you get struck by lightning. You survived, and there is a cross in front of you, and Steve chases after you, and you notice Steve has no pupils. What is this creepypasta?
Herobrine!
Ah! Herobrine, let's open up the Cryptid Catalog and find out more. Do you know who wrote this picture this?
Kevin.
Yes, he did. So, oh, I realized I looked at the little thing. I yelled very loudly. Look at the little spike. Sorry, Daddy, that's going to hurt your ears.
It looks like the size of Texas.
I'm going to hurt his ears when I did that. Today's story was suggested... And our picture this was written by Kevin. I've been holding on to his letter on my desk for months and months and months and months and months, waiting for the perfect time to do this story. And I knew you'd like it because the other day, you and Brody, which is his friend who he plays Minecraft with.
In Germany.
And his friend who moved away to Germany, who he plays Minecraft with every single Sunday. They were trying to summon Herobrine the other day.
Yeah.
Were you not?
We were definitely...
So we thought it was the perfect time to do Herobrine.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to tell you what Kevin wrote real quick, and then we'll get back into what Daddy wrote. Herobrine is a character that got deleted, and he came back, and now he is a virus. All right, so thank you to Kevin for... Oh, I dropped the paper. I'll pick that back up. Thank you to Kevin for not only suggesting our story... Oh, wait, I forgot to say, if that sounds intriguing, then sit back and get cooked. Oh, I already did that part. Anyway. Well, I want to thank Kevin for suggesting today's story and writing.
Of the picture
this. Our picture this. So, oh, wait, did I say let's open up the Cryptid Catalog and find out more? Oh, my God, I forgot my line. Oh, Kellyanne, you're supposed to remind me of these things. Let's open up the Cryptid Catalog and find out more. Insert that where necessary, Daddy. All right. So, we've thanked our friend, Kevin, who has become your pen pal. And you and Kevin write to each other all the time now, which also you need to write back to him.
I am.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I've got your envelope downstairs. Anyway, and so, and also, this is a cryptid, or a creepypasta, I guess, or a... video game character that you do know about. So I know you know about it. He is one of, he might be the most famous internet legend ever. So I know you've heard of Herobrine before, but for our friends out there who have not, if you have played Minecraft, you may have, even if you haven't played before, you may have heard of whispers of Herobrine. Am I saying it right? Herobrine?
Yes.
Okay. Herobrine is one of the oldest and creepiest myths tied to the video game, and for years, players truly believed he was real. So where did Herobrine come from? The story first appeared online around 2010, not long after Minecraft started gaining lots of popularity. A player posted on a forum saying that they were playing a single-player mode completely alone when they noticed something strange. While exploring, they saw another character in the distance. At first, they thought it was just another player who had somehow joined their world. But when they got closer, they realized something was off. The character had a default Steve skin, but with completely white eyes. Now, for those people who don't know, what is Steve, or who is Steve? Who is Steve?
Steve's a guy from Minecraft.
He is the guy who is, like, on the cover.
The main guy.
Right. He is the main guy with the blue shirt.
Yeah.
And the brown hair. And, like, he's the guy
who's got a military cut.
He's got, like, the blocky hair. He's the guy who is on, like, all the covers. So,
yeah.
But in this version of the story, and he normally has what color eyes?
Black.
Right. So, but in this version, when they came upon him, and so, like, when you start playing Minecraft, and, like, you're brand new and you don't have any, like, you don't spend any money on it and you just start, you have a Steve skin, correct? Like, you play as Steve.
Yeah.
So everybody starts playing as Steve before you customize it.
Yeah.
So they thought when they first started playing that it was just, like, a brand new player, probably, yeah, in their world. But this Steve had white eyes instead of black. It had no username, it wasn't moving, and it was just standing there watching. And then it was gone. So after they posted that, more players started sharing similar stories. People claimed to see Herobrine standing in foggy forests, watching from the edges of oceans, or appearing in deep caves. Some said he didn't just watch, he changed things. Entire forests with leaves removed. Long, unnatural tunnels carved through mountains, perfect pyramids built out of sand in the middle of nowhere. Things that looked like a player had made them, but no player was there. So, what does Herobrine actually look like? You want to say?
A Steve with white eyes.
So, yes, that's a part that makes him look so kind of weird and unsettling, is that he looks just like a normal player.
But without... Yeah.
So it's like, so it's almost like you wouldn't notice something's wrong with him unless you looked
closely.
See, when you first started talking about Herobrine, because you first started talking about him when on your birthday, like a couple years ago, you were trying to get all your uncles and your friends to help you summon Herobrine on your birthday. Do you remember?
No, I was trying to get to the end.
That's what you were trying to do. You were trying to get to the end. But you also were talking about Herobrine.
Yeah.
So that was the first time I heard about Herobrine. So I thought you were trying to summon a monster.
Yeah.
So I just figured it was a monster. So I was expecting you to just spawn this giant monster. I didn't realize he was literally just Steve. So, like, that would be pretty creepy if you're just playing all by yourself, wandering in this vast world, and then there was just this person standing there. That would be super creepy.
Yeah.
Same clothes, same blocky shape, but his eyes are completely white. No pupils, no life, just blank. Some versions of the story say he moves like a normal player, while others claim he appears and disappears instantly, almost like he's not fully part of the world. And unlike most Minecraft mobs, which is, what's a mob?
It's a, like, monster.
Yeah, like the spiders or the creepers or
zombies
or other things like that. Unlike most mobs in Minecraft, Herobrine doesn't make any noise. He makes no footstep sounds, no, like, growling or anything like that.
Right.
He just, sometimes the only way you know he's there is when you see him. So you just turn around and he's there.
Yeah.
Now, Killian, what do you think Herobrine actually is? Like, if you had to, like, come up with, like, what's your theory, I guess, is my question.
An entity.
An entity? You think he's, like, a ghost in the game?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's a good, solid one. Like, a ghost of what? Like, do you think he's a ghost, like, of a person or, like, a glitch in the game? Like a glitch in the game?
Yeah.
Well, that seems to be a lot of people's theory. So that seems like you're on a solid track. So
yeah.
Some people believe that he was a glitch in the game's code, something not meant to exist. Others thought he was a hacker, somehow entering single-player worlds. But the most popular theory, you ready for this one?
Ready.
Is that Hugh O'Brien is the ghost of a dead player trapped inside Minecraft. Ooh. That some even claimed he was the brother of Marcus Persson, also known as Notch, the creator
of the game.
Okay, I didn't know who that was. Though that was never true. In fact, Notch himself has said multiple times that Hugh O'Brien is not real. But that didn't stop the rumors. In fact, it made them way worse. As the legend grew, Mojang, which is the company that
bought Minecraft,
the company behind Minecraft, even started joking about it. In several official game updates, they included a line in the patch notes that simply said, "Removed Hugh O'Brien," over and over again, which only made players more suspicious. Because if he was never real, why exactly were they removing it? And, like, what were they removing? Makes you think, huh?
Yeah.
All right, are you ready for a story?
Yes.
Okay. This is called White Eyes in the Mine. It started as a normal sleepover. My name's Evan, and I was 10. My friend Lucas brought his laptop over, and we decided to start a brand new Minecraft world. Fresh spawn, fresh adventure. We built a small house before nightfall and blocked the door with dirt like always. Everything was normal. We laughed, fought off zombies, and planned to go mining the next day. That's when things got weird. The next morning in-game, we found something we didn't build. About 20 blocks away from our house, there was a tunnel, perfectly straight, 2 blocks tall, just there. Lucas frowned. "Did you make this?" he asked. I shook my head. "I thought you did. We laughed it off at first. Maybe we just forgot." But something about it felt wrong. It went deeper than we would have dug on the first day. So, of course, we followed it. The tunnel stretched on longer than it should have. No turns, no torches, just darkness ahead. Finally, we placed a torch, and that's when we saw it. At the very end of the tunnel, a figure was standing there, completely still. "Is that a player?" I asked Lucas. He didn't answer. We walked closer, one step at a time. The light reached it slowly. Blocky arms, blue shirt, purple pants, and then its face. White eyes. No name above its head. Just staring. Lucas slammed the keyboard. "Nope, nope, we're leaving." But before we could turn around, the screen glitched just for a second. When it came back, the figure was gone. We both sat there in silence. It's just a glitch, I said. But I didn't believe it. We ran back to the surface. Our house was still there, but something was different. Behind it was a wall, a perfect wall of dirt blocks, 3 blocks high, stretching farther than we could see. "Okay, that wasn't there," Lucas said. Then we heard it, a block breaking right behind us. We turned, and there he was, standing next to the wall, watching us. The screen flickered again. The torches went out. Darkness swallowed everything except the faint outline of him. Then, one by one, blocks around us started breaking. Not fast. Not like a player mining. Slow. Controlled. Like someone was showing us it could. Like something was showing us it could. Lucas yanked the power cord out of his laptop. The screen went black. We didn't say anything for a really long time. Later that night, we turned it back on. The world was still there. Our house was still there. The wall was gone. The tunnel, gone. Everything looked normal. Except one thing. Inside the house, on the wall, were 2 blocks of white wool. Placed side by side, like eyes. We deleted the world after that. Neither of us played alone since. So, Killian, what do you think?
I liked it.
Was it just a glitch or something else?
Something else.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
Hero Brian remains one of the most famous gaming legends of all time. Even though there's no real proof he exists, players are still sharing stories to this day. And maybe that's what makes it so fun and so creepy, because the next time you load into a world by yourself, you might wonder if you're really there alone. Are you going to keep trying to summon Hero Brian?
Yes.
Have you ever been successful?
What?
Have you ever been successful?
No, because like, we've been... What?
He's not real.
What?
Because maybe he's not real. Or no. Maybe he's not something you can summon.
No, there's a mod. There's a mod.
Oh, there. Someone made a mod of him?
Yeah.
Oh. We'll see. You'll have to shut.
But it's like 5,000 mine coins, and I'm broken mine coins.
You're broken mine. Well, if you summon him, you'll have to show me. I want to see him.
Okay.
Or if you ever happen upon him playing alone one night.
I love you.
So that's it. What do you have to say to Kevin about suggesting something from a game that you absolutely love?
Thank you, Kevin.
You and Kevin have been talking about Minecraft back and forth for a while. So
yes.
You two share that like. So that was the perfect, perfect timing for Hero Brian. I told you, we have these suggestions on our list for a long time, and sometimes we wait for the perfect moment. And like I said, the other day, you and Brody were talking about trying to summon Hero Brian, and I looked at Daddy and I said, now is the time to do the Hero Brian episode.
There's a whole entire flat world that I made. It's just full of Steve heads and netherrack. It's all everything you'd need for a temple for to summon Hero Brian. Never worked. Never. Never.
But you're trying.
Yeah.
Never give up. Never surrender.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you have a creepy creature or creepy story you want to cover, send it our way. And remember, stay curious, stay safe, and maybe keep the lights on if you're mining alone. Just in case, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, just in case. And you know what? If you guys, Kevin offered a unique opportunity. If you guys, especially maybe some of our older listeners who are budding writers, if you guys want to write your own picture this, we're maybe open to some listener written picture this is. Because I really liked Kevin's picture this. That was so good.
Yeah.
And I think you guys have been listening to the show long enough to know exactly how we do our picture this section.
Yeah.
So you don't feel any pressure. You don't have to. But if you wanted to, if you wanted to stretch your writing fingers and you wanted to do that, you totally could.
Yeah.
But if you just have a suggestion, that's also amazing. Grab your grown-up. Wait patiently.
Ask nicely
and send some suggestions. We actually recently got a bunch of suggestions, so we've got a pretty good list again. So, but we always had a good list. We never were running out, but we got another like big chunk of suggestions recently. So that's amazing.
Yeah.
We have so many great ones. So you guys are amazing. I don't think we'll ever run out of episodes to do.
Yeah.
So, well, thank you so much again to Kevin. Thank you so much to everybody for listening. Do you have anything else you would like to say? Do you have any suggestions?
No.
You don't have any, do you have any book suggestions? You've been reading a lot recently.
If you like fairy tales.
I figured that's what you would suggest.
Read this book called The Land of Stories. It's a 6-series book. It's about like 200 pages long.
Yeah, give or take.
Yeah. It's also available on Libby and Hoopla.
Mm-hmm. The audiobook. Well, I think in the ebooks, but audiobook.
It's by Chris Colfer.
Mm-hmm.
And well, just read them.
Can you give a brief two sentence synopsis?
Two twins from.
Don't give anything away though.
Okay. Two twins from Earth, stumble upon their grandma's storybook. And they find out that it's a portal to the fairy tale world.
That's perfect. That's the perfect amount of information.
Yeah.
I love it. And Killian's been devouring it.
Yeah, I'm on the last book.
Yes, we're just waiting for it to get delivered from Libby, so.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, also a warning on Libby. Almost every single book there takes forever.
It's very popular. Yeah. So just there's a way
to... But if you go on Poopla, nobody... I think only, like, one person uses Hoopla.
No, Hoopla's just a weird thing. Anyway, it's just a... There's a wait list on the books on Libby. That's all. But everybody's... Libby's different because it's depending on what your library has.
Oh, yeah. And Percy Jackson.
Right? And Percy Jackson, which I think you did suggest last time.
Oh, okay. Well, just but reminding.
It's... Oh, yeah. Just reminding.
Yeah.
And I think that's...
Do you have any books to suggest to grown-ups?
No, I've not read any, like, really, really good ones recently. I've just been reading some mid-books, which is unfortunate.
Yeah.
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 That's a bummer. It's a bummer when you read a bunch of mid-books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. We did watch the Five Nights at Freddy's movie, and it was pretty good.
Oh, yeah, it was really good.
So, if you have a little, kids are a little bit older, or kids that like scary stuff, Five Nights at Freddy's was pretty good. The second one.
Yeah. There's no, like, scene gore, but they but they give the concept that there was gore.
It was, like, off-screen gore.
Yeah, they were like, dude, this guy's head got crushed, but they only show, like, blood on the glasses.
Yes, correct. It was not...
It's, like, a creepy way of showing that...
Correct.
...of the off-screen gore. I don't like when it's just, like...
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it just tells you nothing. I bet you'd be like, oh...
What happened? Right.
Did he survive? Did he die?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Well, thank you guys so much. Oh, no. My nail polish chipped.
Oh, no.
Thank you guys so much for listening. I'm Karina.
I'm Killian.
And this has been the Cryptid Catalog.
Until next time, remember.
The cryptids are watching.
I didn't know we were... I didn't... I'm sorry. I didn't tell you that we were doing it in unison.
Stepped on my lines. I'm just kidding.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Careful.